And something else we haven't seen in years here on the South Shore, questions about a local election and what they're doing to rectify that situation. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, we got Chris Harrington. He's the editor of the Hull Times, of course, and a local well-known author. Thanks so much for joining us today, Chris.
Good afternoon, Christine.
You know what, just to refresh our memory, there was a local election held in Hull recently, the same day that there was a two or three alarm fire. What happened to change what happened to the election?
Well, it was interesting because just like as we've seen in your native Philadelphia, traffic can be a concern. So the road was blocked because of the fire, and what's interesting is that the polling place was never actually closed, but people's access to the polls by car was blocked. And the two-hour period, it's not known how many people weren't able to get there, and that some voters reported that when they were turned around in their cars, they were told by those public safety folks, you won't be able to vote today. And so as a result of that, the town extended voting hours and sent out messages to alert people to that. But the judge, they had to get permission in order to approve that. And the judge said, well, we don't know how many people perhaps didn't get to vote or gave up on voting or received the message that the extended hours had been implemented. So the judges ordered a two-hour window tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30, about the same time that the road was blocked, for people who may not have cast their votes on May 15th to come and cast their votes for their favorite candidates. Same candidates, same ballot, everything is the same. It's just another two-hour window where people can cast a vote.
And wasn't there a question at one point whether during that first extended two-hour period, whether those votes were actually going to be counted? Wasn't that up for debate at one point?
Correct. So the law is very clear that the polls must close at 8 o'clock. And as a result of the town opening the polls or keeping the polls open between 8 and 10, the town clerk trying to be inclusive and trying to make sure that everyone had a chance, decided that they would ask for permission after the fact. So they segregated the votes from that two-hour window in case they couldn't be counted. And in fact, the judge's first ruling was that those votes would not be counted. But he did a very curious thing. In that ruling, he also said that as a result of the closure and of the message about the not being able to vote, that he said that the results of the election were in question, but didn't order a new election. So the town had to go back to court and say, what should we do? You've kind of given us no direction here. And as a result of that, the judge did say that those votes, the 80 votes that were cast between 8 and 10, could be counted, and then the votes will be counted in this new election, which may or may not affect a couple of races. Most of them, have a clear margin of a victory for people who top the ticket, but there is at least one for the Redevelopment Authority that was only 15 votes. So it very well could be decided by this new voting.
And wasn't that the race that there was a lot of attention on, too, because the candidates involved in that race had different, I guess, were seen to have different ideas about what could be done in Hull and what could not be done when it comes to redevelopment?
That's correct. So the HRA, the Redevelopment Authority, is looking at the development of potential development of their 13-acre parcel. And the candidates, you're absolutely correct. They have two very different views on what should be done there. So that's a very contentious issue. And there's one that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but on the school committee, there was an organized write-in campaign, and there's enough votes. We don't know the makeup of the write-in candidates' full amount of votes now, but that could also change as a result of this voting. So there's, it's not just a done deal. There are still some questions that are going to be answered, we hope, by 7:30 tomorrow night.
Oh, that sounds great. And of course, we appreciate you calling in and walking us through the timeline. Again, I've never covered a story quite like this, and it's interesting. Just when I think I really understand the law somewhat, again, I'm always surprised.
The town of Hull never disappoints, Christine. No. You know that.
you're right. Thank you so much. And again, that's Chris Harrington, the editor of the Hull Times. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.